All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in, Sports Mappers. The fray is on and you are a part of it. We are The Usual Suspects. We are Nick, Barry, and myself, Joel, as we entertain you in your day, taking you up till 4 o'clock, and then the Blitz will take it the same way all the way till 7 on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. If you missed any of the first two hours of the show, well, shame on you. But if you did, for any reasons or excuses that you'd like to bring, you can always catch up on what you missed. We are available via podcast on podcastarena.com, but more importantly, just go to ESPN975.com, where you can download our app and take us anywhere, or hit on the show tab and follow up on any of the podcast information that you may have missed. Check them out hour by hour. With that being said, Barry.
Yes.
We've had a significant amount of calls today.
Okay.
One of them that is a regular is waiting on hold, and he wants to talk about radio voices.
Okay.
Clarence, what's up, man?
What up, guys? This is Clarence. Y'all hear me on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Are you auditioning? Are you auditioning for a job, Clarence? Is that what you're doing?
I don't need to audition. Do you hear this voice, Barry? Do you hear this voice?
Are you saying
you hear the power behind this voice?
I don't know about power, Clarence.
You ever seen South Park?
It can be powerful, man. Impactful.
Clarence, bass. Have you ever seen South Park?
If you say I sound like Chef, next time I see you.
I was going to say, you know how Chef is on there? And you're a chef,
you're a
right?
chef. I was going to say correlation.
And he's black.
Oh.
And you're black. And he's got a good voice, and you're on the phone.
And
I mean, what do you want me to do? Just a big shout out? Hello, children.
There you go. I like it, man.
But I don't know what's up with people talking about y'all radio. What do they want to listen to? Jim Rome all day? Chris Berman back, way back?
Oh, boy.
I mean, what do they want to you guys? I mean, what? I know. What do they want to listen to Trey for 3 hours straight? You my boy and all, but yeah.
If I had Trey's voice, I wouldn't be in radio. No way. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Trey.
But you know what? He's made a career of it.
I'll do voiceover and funny sounds for the rest of my life. Yeah, that's it.
The thing is with Trey, not that he's got a paid career.
Yeah.
But he's got, the voice has helped him get extensive run on this station.
It's a different voice. By the way, appreciate the call, Clarence.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
Clarence,
you for calling
as always.
In. Yeah, it's a different kind of voice. It's just, it's not, you know.
Now, I would say this.
It's not smooth. It's not one, Trey's never going to get a job as a phone sex operator.
But I'll tell you
he's
this.
He's never going to be like, yeah, baby, what do you want me to do to you?
If he had the right agent.
That's right.
He could be...
Take it, mama.
Why couldn't he be a voiceover guy for, like, animated movies?
I mean,
I know part of the draw is you get big-time actors that do some of the main roles.
What characters is he going to play?
Maybe a fish in Nemo.
Okay.
I don't know. There's something there, I think.
Okay.
He could do Fuzzy Bear in the Forest. I don't know. I think he could do some...
Damn.
Character voices.
White Magic taking shots at Clarence when he hangs up.
See, that's...
Magic said, Clarence is a chef at Payway. That doesn't really count.
Ouch.
Now, Clarence sounds like he was stuck on Bourbon Street playing banjo in a smoke-filled bar for 39 years.
Some tells me that might be more accurate than White Magic.
That's the H-Town Blue. Boy, everybody's taking a shot at Clarence.
And now Clarence can't call back.
Speaking of voices, Monday Night Football is killing me. That's from Vernon.
Did you hear Jason Witten last night?
I didn't. What did he say now?
Aaron Rodgers was doing Aaron Rodgers things. And instead of saying that it's about the time that Aaron Rodgers pulls another rabbit out of his hat,
and does some magic.
Okay.
He said Aaron Rodgers pulls another rabbit out of his head. So everyone was killing him.
Of course.
On Twitter, to which he posted, oh, that Aaron Rodgers pulled a rabbit out of his head. So at least he made fun of himself.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that entire booth. I like Boog on the sideline. I think it's a cool kind of an element. And I think what Booger McFarland brings is good information.
I just have a problem with a grown man calling himself Booger and people calling him Booger on a broadcast.
I can see that. I'm sorry.
That would be like, hey, let's, what do you guys think of the Usual Suspects? Joel and Barry, awesome. I like Fart Shirara. He does a pretty good job. What? Why? What? Isn't that weird? But we're okay with calling him Booger McFarland. But look, Fart Shirara is out.
I have a problem with calling him Ortiz Big Poppy. I have a problem with that.
That is kind of weird.
A massive problem with that.
Big Daddy. Just calling him Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddy.
By the way, have you guys watched the post games with Big Poppy?
I'm just trying to get Fart Shirara trending.
No, that's not going to be trending on Twitter. Well, not.
All right, suspects, you know what to do.
Fart Shirara. All right,
first person to create a Fart Shirara Twitter account.
Remember it, Nick.
I will retweet it nonstop all day.
Have you tried to watch that post-game show?
I knew that was coming, by the way. Totally knew that was coming.
Have you tried to watch the post-game show with Big Poppy?
No.
It's rough.
Is it?
He just... Man, I mean, as much as he was a personality when he played and everything like that, and I loved him when he played, but man, sometimes he's all over the place. He doesn't know the cues. You can't understand some of the stuff he says. I'm like, I don't know. And A-Rod, to me, it's weird, too, that A-Rod can do ESPN stuff, and then he's in the Fox studios for the playoffs.
Yeah, that is weird. But it's not Fox studios.
Yeah, for FS1 games.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I forget that they're on FS1 and TBS. They're split. Somebody said, well, you know, we were talking about dogs. Cheryl in Beaumont said, for dogs digging, put in the hole a Ziploc bag of bleach and water. When he digs and the bag breaks, he'll stop digging. Yeah, or you'll blind him with bleach in his eyes.
Well, cayenne pepper didn't work. Hey, let me ask you this, gardening guy.
No one's drinking bleach.
Doesn't the bleach kill the grass?
I would assume it does.
Yeah.
But he's already dug there.
Right, but there's grass around it, and when the bag breaks, it's going to spread out into the soil and kill the grass
It depends on how deep it is.
Better be careful, Barry. If you're wrong about this, your lawn care credentials are going to be...
Grass roots only go down about 6 or 8 inches, so it just depends on how deep the hole was.
Nice cover.
Look it up.
I don't care to.
Cheryl's trying to blind y'all's dogs with bleach. Somebody said, hey, Barry, 4 years ago, I planted a saucer magnolia. I have no idea. I can just tell you, I can stop reading it right now. I have no idea what a saucer magnolia is. So for that reason, I'm out. It's like Shark Tank.
It is Shark Tank. I'm like, wow.
Do you guys eat those Jack in the Box tacos? Wondering what your guys' take on them are.
No, I stopped eating those a long time ago.
My wife loves Jack in the Box tacos.
Yeah, people like to brag about how many they can consume.
As opposed to Taco Bell or some taco-based or more kind of right
you
down
talk
there.
About... One of the greasiest tacos in the history of tacos.
Yes.
Jack in the Box tacos.
If you were to tell my wife that she could only eat Jack in the Box tacos for the rest of her life, she would be the happiest woman on the planet.
Whenever I've gone to Vegas.
I mean, it surprises me. That's her thing.
Whenever I've gone to Vegas, one of my best friends, that's his hangover cure in
Jack in the Box tacos.
Yeah, Jack in the Box tacos in Vegas after a night of drinking.
I don't mind them. For a long time, I had never tried them. They just looked disgusting. And then my wife made me try one. They're good, but it's not like something where I'm like, ooh, man.
Why do they look disgusting? The shell?
The grease.
Oh.
It looks like they were dipped in like just.
Like the paper gets like that it's wrapped in. You're talking about.
Soaks everything through. Looks disgusting. Yeah. I mean, it just looks like it just sat in a bottle of like canola oil or something. Just sitting there until it's time to eat.
So it was like never drained.
Where's all the grease coming from? I mean, it's not like. Oh.
The meat, and then they fry them.
Well,
they deep fry the tacos. Yeah. They deep fry the tacos. Yeah.
The shells.
Yeah. No, everything in it.
Really?
It's a closed taco.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-mm.
And so I think that's the reason why it's so good, because they take the time to deep fry it. And when you deep fry anything, it almost makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 5 years of your life every time you eat it, but yeah.
Amen. I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Hey, you both have sexy voices, but you don't have anything on AJ and the Falcon. Sorry. Well, you were doing good there for a minute, and then that text turned idiotic. So
hey, the Blitz read a hate text. They're like, oh my God, the Blitz sucks. We really like the Usual Suspects.
They read that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Fred did.
Wow. Fred. Well, we read our hate, so I don't know why anybody would shy away from some of the hate.
It could have been a liar and just trolling.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Probably. That's probably true.
So.
You guys have all your unwritten rules about that.
What?
Saying and not saying, and those guys aren't going to say anything positive about us.
Who?
Fred and AJ.
They read a hate text against them in favor of us, and they read it.
I get that. But
so they said something positive. That's nice of them.
Okay. We're always the show before them. So I'm just saying. All right. Barry, someone just tweeted in and said,
what?
Barry is correct. For most grasses, watering deeper but less frequently is the number of the way of stimulating deeper grass root growth after watering the soil. It should be most at 4 to 6 inches below the surface. The deeper the soil depth, it will remain moist long after the surface is dried.
I didn't see any of that. Was that a text?
We both got it. It's a tweet.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. I mean, I didn't need anybody to tell me I was right about the yard. I obviously know that.
God, you're just in one of those moods today. Fart Sharara is trending.
I know. I see it on Twitter. I see it.
Fart Sharara is trending.
I see it.
Okay.
Is it really?
Yes. And everyone, P. Randizzle's chiming in, Josh Rapp's chiming in. Josh Rapp said, let me be the first to welcome the newest member of the Usual Suspects, Mr. Fart Sharara. Good to have you, sir.
He's like, God, I hate you right now for that. That's what you get for getting those drops. That's
dude,
what
if you get hashtag Fart Sharara rolling.
That's like one of the best drops, best things you've said on the air in like 6 months in terms of drops.
Second best thing I said, Fart Sharara.
Whatever.
Did you make that a drop? Did you record that?
It's never going to be a drop, ever.
I'll just do it myself. Fart Sharara. There goes a drop right there.
Okay. As we continue to roll on, I do want to remind you the phone number to reach us, 713-780-3776, HR&P Lister line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. We're going to continue to progress forward, but I do want to remind you again about the good folks at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac and his staff, you know, Mac's a fixture in the city of Houston. Whenever people have a time of need, he's there for you. He's also there for you whenever you need furniture. He's got three locations to better serve you. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's the Galleria area. And of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. But the main thing that Mac is there for when it comes to buying furniture is the fact that he's going to expedite the entire process. He's never going to slow you down, and he's always going to save you money. That means if you see something on the showroom floor that you want, you're always going to get it. No back order slips, no waiting weeks upon months to get the furniture in. If you see it, you're going to get it. The delivery is normally between 2 and 3 hours after you buy your furniture, it's at your door. When they deliver the furniture, they're going to take furniture away you don't want anymore. They're going to rearrange furniture into other rooms to make room for your new furniture because they want to be customer service friendly. Their finance department, the same way. They're going to make sure that if you have a certain time and a certain date that you want to pay on or when you want your monthly payments, they'll arrange it for you that way because it's the best furniture at the best prices, but taking care of the best people, and that's Houstonians. That's the way Mac wants to do business. Therefore, the Astros promotion is on again. You buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture from brands like Stearns & Foster and Tempur-Pedic. And if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. So there's even more incentive to back Gallery Furniture. And the one thing that Max says is the one thing that he always does and the one thing that means the most to you. That means that when you shop at Gallery, you realize Gallery really will save you money.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, you created a monster. You're very proud of yourself.
I love our listeners. I don't know who it was, but someone has created a Fart Sciarra account on Twitter. Just at Fart Sciarra, if you want to go follow. And they tweeted to me with hashtag Fart Sciarra.
Yeah, they even threw a profile pic, the one where the shirt is too tight.
The buttons.
Yeah. Nice job. You know, that used to be the angle that you could take to get the blue check. Like, hey, there's an imposter out there.
Yeah, that would be good.
But I don't know if you can take that same approach
obviously
anymore.
Obviously, I'm Poot Sciarra. There's a Fart Sciarra out here that they're trying to steal my swag.
Oh, my God. That looks like a tit. It says at
what?
Fart. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Did I say that? Did I complete the
You're
word?
Good. Yeah, no, that was good. Close.
Okay.
You're good.
Fart Sciarra, and it has the profile pic.
Where your buttons are so stretched.
Yeah.
It says, the description says, hashtag Fart Sciarra, producer of the usual suspects, please use the hashtag Fart Sciarra parody account. And so, they even put parody on there.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's too funny.
This is the time to apply for the blue check.
Yeah.
I got an imposter out there.
I
got
to go follow Fart Sciarra. Brad Jackson, Donna, and Dr. Runberger following Fart Sciarra right now. So that tells you it's one of those three that created it. It's got to be one of the three, right?
Are you encouraging this now? Are you out there tweeting?
Me?
Yeah.
I retweeted it. Y'all give my boy a follow. He's trying to get his numbers up.
Clarence obviously has a good response to White Magic, by the way. He tweeted and said, White Magic, when he here, I be quiet. When he leave, I be talking again. Well played, Clarence.
Did somebody text
and
me
El Jefe, you can just leave your Photoshop skills to yourself, all right? Just leave that crap
what
to yourself.
What did he do? I missed it?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to catch up on the text
line.
He's
tagged you. You'll eventually see it.
Clarence, a.k.a. every black person's grandpappy.
No.
That's not true. He's the uncle. Oh, that's Uncle Clarence. Hey. Boys, get out of that tree.
Did you see? El Jefe has too much time on his hands. Did you see it? It's the entire show banner. And it says with Fart Sciarra. And Nick's like, where's Waldo in the background? Or Kilroy with just half of his face.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That is fantastic.
You guys are great. I will give you that.
I love our listeners.
Yeah,
I
the do. Suspects are fantastic in a lot of ways. So we do appreciate
you. So good.
So we're about a little less than an hour away from first pitch, Barry.
Uh-huh.
Red Sox, Astros. So we got that to look forward to. Are you keeping track of the other series at all? Or do you care?
I care. Yeah, I care. Absolutely, I care.
Okay. Takeaways from
last
night?
I didn't watch last night because I had to catch up on my sleep. I have a feeling it's going to be a difficult week in Portland with the time change and everything else. It's going to mess me up. So I did crash out last night and not watch it all. But I do care about the series. I would love nothing more than there to be a Houston-Milwaukee matchup. I would love nothing more than that.
I definitely think, as much as I thought that after dropping game two where they were in I'd say command of the game for most of the game. The Brewers are in a good position right now. And as much as I thought it was going to be a rematch of the World Series a year ago, I look at this and I'm like, the only guy that I lost faith in the Milwaukee lineup is Jeffers.
Yeah.
Because again, he had a rough, he 4-0 lead last night. And you said you didn't watch. So I'll just give you the brief and short and nasty version of it. But they bring in Hader. He only has to throw 8 pitches. He gets through the 8th inning. And you're like, okay, well, now, because it's a 4-run lead, and they also had 2 guys on base, they thought they might even squeeze another run or two across the board. Well, that's when Council decides, no, I'm going to sit down Hader now, save him on just 8 pitches so he's ready for the next 2 games.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Jeffries. Jeffries not only gives up a leadoff single to Turner, gives up a rocket to Machado, and gets in a real jam that he finally gets out of, and you're looking at it the whole time, and he just looks, he's like we're talking about where you don't trust a pitcher. I just look at him, and I'm like, I know he's had success in the regular season. Yeah. I know he's had a good run of it in Milwaukee, but just the way things are going, I like Knebel. I like Hader. I like their bullpen. I just don't like when he comes into the ballgame right now.
Yeah, Knebel used to be their closer.
Yeah.
And I would be surprised, though, if he continues to struggle. You might see him come in and what counsel might be able to say, oh, well, we used him in a high leverage situation, which a lot of times they'll say that when they're demoting a guy. Well, you know, right. There's opportunities just because it's a save. There's more high leverage
you
situations in the seventh inning or the eighth
Rondon.
Inning. Yeah. So it might be one of those cases where they save Hader for the ninth. And
here's
just
the thing,
run
Woodruff,
him out there in the
who had the home run off of Kershaw, but also pitched really well in, I think, three innings that day, hasn't been heard from since. He's a guy you could slide in there, too, because they're all upper, above-average fastballs. They all have good stuff.
Yeah.
Very similar in everything that they do. So, yeah, that's the only thing that worries me, because overall, looking at this series through three games, I think the Brewers could easily have been up, be up 3-0,
yep.
And they're definitely the more dominant of the two teams.
So they've proven to be so far.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out tonight as the Brewers look to try and take command of the series up 2-1. But been fun to watch. I had two TVs rolling last night, so I could.
Did you go side by side or?
It's Nick seen it.
Picture in picture.
So what I did was in the man cave. If I leave the double doors open to it, there's a family room behind me. With another TV that I can see. So I sat on the couch between the two rooms.
Really?
So I could watch the Packers on the big, big screen, and I could watch the Brewers on the other screen. So,
all right.
Yeah, I was going back and forth and watching them both. And both had me a little uneasy, and I got to be honest, the football game, up until the very end, I just didn't see the Packers winning.
Man.
They went for it on 4th and 3 from the
three. They gave up like 174 yards on the ground?
They got roasted. Defensively, it's a good thing it's a bye week this week for the Packers because Mike Pettine has got some work to do because they got used and abused all night long by Kyle Shanahan's offense.
It's going to be interesting to see if offensively what they can do, and he's doing it with some young receivers. I did happen to flip over at one point. He was screaming at somebody because he ran basically just an out route in the flat, but he went more up than out,
yep.
And it pissed Rodgers off, and he's screaming at him. And
so he's got
that's got to be frustrating for him.
He's got Jimmy Graham, Davante Adams, and three rookies, and he just got Davante Adams back. So they're saying when you get Geronimo Allison and Cobb back, but the offense is not your problem.
Yeah, when is Cobb due back?
After the and Allison will be back after the bye week. But the problem is you have no problems. It's like the Rockets. You have no problem scoring points.
Right.
You have to play defense and stop people. And I just think right now Green Bay's defense is terrible. Their secondary is better.
Yeah.
But their D-line is getting, like you said, they're getting torn up and mashed up by running backs. They're not getting enough pressure on the quarterback. And when they blitz, a guy like Beathard, the backup quarterback from Iowa at the Niners, is tearing them apart.
Yeah. Not pretty.
No, so that's a problem.
Real quick, somebody tweeted this out, and I wanted to get it in before we get too far away from it, but he asked about St. Augustine, and I love Nick's face.
Nick.
He gets so angry. But he just said, basically, when should you bag it versus mulch it, which is a great question.
Nick.
I mulch mine all year round except for the first mowing in the spring. You should scout the St. Augustine
Nick,
and bag that,
buzzer?
And you're good. So I've answered it.
We got to go to break.
I know. Are you so you're going tonight for sure.
For sure.
You're in to Vortex. We're boxing.
Absolutely.
We're doing this thing.
For
You've
sure.
taken classes before.
I have.
You know what you're in for.
For that boxing class, I really don't.
You know the kind of workout that you're going to get, right? It's 45 minutes nonstop of either you punching the bag or shadow boxing. There is some like body weight workout stuff that's involved. But it's bad. You're going to be hurting tomorrow, but you're going to feel so much better.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're
going to
be motivated. Check it out, guys.
I'm looking forward to it.
Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. They have both rumble and ride classes. The rumble classes are what Nick and I are doing tonight. And if you want to join us, come out. You don't even need to bring boxing gloves or hand wraps. They have all of that for you. Trust me, Nick didn't bring any of this. I told him, just show up and you'll be ready to go for class. And I'm telling you, the listeners, the same. Same thing. Show up, meet us there, be ready to go at 5:30. We're going to have a good time and get in shape. It's a great full body workout. Classes are only 45 minutes long. It's luxurious, but it's affordable. $25 classes for the ride or the rumble classes. $40 will get you an unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week, and then you can decide if you want to do that monthly unlimited ride or rumble membership for only $195. The cool thing is the ride classes in that spin studio, it's Houston's only 3-row studio out there. And it's 48 bikes in total. It's huge. It's massive. So you can kind of hide if you don't want everybody seeing you when you first get started. And trust me, I'm hiding because it is very difficult. But you will feel so good when you're done with these classes. As I mentioned, the boxing classes are taught by Olympic caliber boxers. Trey's the instructor tonight. You're going to have a good time if you come out and take one of his classes. He gets you in shape. And what I love about it is he motivates you. I'm not a big believer in that, but man, once you're in the trenches there and you're training, it really does help to have somebody motivate you. And I'm outnumbered right now. I need some fellas to come out and work out with me because right now it's like a 6-to-1 ratio, chicks to dudes. Yeah, and they all look very smart. The best part is you don't need the equipment. You show up. You're ready to go. They have morning and afternoon classes. Find out more information about it. You can schedule your bike or schedule the boxing gym. Either way, you can do it all online at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Sports fans are gearing up and saving big at Fanatics.com, the world's largest collection of officially licensed fan gear. From all the leagues, teams, and players you love, unique one-of-a-kind designs exclusively by Fanatics, and autographed collectibles from today's biggest stars shipped directly to your home. Join Fanatics Rewards for free to earn fan cash on every purchase. Shop now and for a limited time. Get free shipping with promo code DEFENSE.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Astros 409 first pitch against Red Sox game 3. Texans preparing for a big one with the Jags this weekend. We should have our friend Sarah Barshop on tomorrow.
Joining us tomorrow, that is correct.
You're so going to the game. You're going to be capturing video, audio, doing updates, and all that stuff.
Are you going to the opening game? The Rockets?
No.
But you're going to the Astros game tonight.
I'm supposed to.
So you're supposed to.
Yes. I like that.
What does that mean?
That means he's not going.
No, that means my wife had a medical procedure this morning. So I may have some things to do at the house.
Ah. You may get overridden, huh?
It's possible. I'm definitely going tomorrow and Thursday for the night games because my in-laws.
They play tomorrow and Thursday?
Yeah. 3 straight, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, before they head back to 6 and 7.
Oh, that's right. I forget they do 4. Do they do 2-3-2? I thought it was. Uh-huh. Why am two, I three, thinking two. It was well, because 2-2-1-1-1?
Remember, because I said when we were doing our predictions, I thought that it would go 6. So I said we wouldn't be going back to Fenway for game 7. But then someone was like, no, remember, game 6 would be in Fenway as well. So that's what also reminded me that 2-3-2 format. So that's why the Brewers, it's so important because that split hurt them going to LA for 3 straight, but they got it back on track to have a game in Milwaukee by winning last night.
Forgot about that. I guess I'm just used to the 2-2-1-1-1. Who does that? That's the NBA, right?
2-2-1-1-1 is the finals. Oh, they switched back. It used to be 2-3-2 in the finals,
right?
But now NBA everything is in a 7-game format is 2-2-1-1-1. Okay, that's which I like. I think that's the fair way to do it.
I think baseball should do that, but maybe it's because of the travel. I don't know.
And Andy B on Twitter can kiss my ass.
What? Uh-oh.
Because he used the when he did the...
Oh, he said you look like Bill O'Brien.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tired of that one.
By the way, so there's now a short Sciarra that was totally unexpected. Didn't see that coming at all. I thought we were just going to get a fart Sciarra, and then that showed up. So
who'd you text?
Nobody.
You told somebody to create that second account.
Look
Don't
at
lie.
My phone. I did not do that.
I'm not going to blame you for at fart Sciarra, but at shart underscore Sciarra, I'm definitely blaming you.
Yeah, because shart Sciarra just sent Barry a tweet that says, what up, fam?
Yeah, And I said, wow, this was very unexpected. And then I like that somebody went, that they usually are. Thank you for being in on the joke, sir. That was the whole. But that is, so I can see the one follower is Chris Householder. So we know who created Shart Sharara now. We just have to figure out who created Fart Sharara.
It's got
to
be the same
that's
guy.
That's the real MVP.
It's got to be the same dude.
You think?
It's got to be Householder.
I don't know. If you're wondering, if you just tuned in and you're like, what in the hell are they talking about? I was making the point that having to refer to Booger McFarland as Booger McFarland on a broadcast is ridiculous. And I said it would be like referring to Nick as Fart Sharara. So now you're caught up. We're good to go.
Boog.
I just feel like, yeah, they say boog a lot.
They use boog a lot.
No boogs? Nobody calls them boogs?
No.
I would guess it's, I'm like, yeah, boogs said, right?
I would think that would be in, like, one of the nicknames.
Yeah, Boogs.
Maybe not.
And Boog. Like, if you're talking to him, be like, Boog, what did you see? Oh, Boogs said. It's just weird. I don't know.
I mean.
Strange.
You're not going to tell. I mean, you would. You probably would.
I don't know. That's a big boy. I don't know.
He is a big guy.
I don't know if I would want to get my ass whooped by a dude named Booger. That would be even worse. The only other person I've known named Booger was in the Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes.
And it was the guy that actually ate his boogers in the movie.
Yep.
Yep. That's the only two people I've ever known named Booger. One was fictional, and one does Monday Night Football now.
He was the one that had the jar with the fetus in it that kept saying, wake up, wake up.
What?
Tapping the glass. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was either that or Better Off Dead, but it was Booger that did that, I believe.
Interesting.
Not Arian's fetus, by the way.
No.
That's the Twitter account.
Yes.
Okay. So continue to roll with Fart Sharara, I guess, and then I'll get the Bill O'Brien stuff. When are we going to we got to at some point tease the folks on what's coming, because that was fun today, by the way, that little shoot we did.
I don't know. We'll have to talk to our folks and see when we can. Some NFL news and notes. Tampa Bay Bucks defensive coordinator Mike Smith was relieved of duties yesterday. If you hadn't heard the news on that, Josh Allen's elbow is acting up. He's considered week to week with the injury that was, according to head coach Sean McDermott. They're not expecting Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh, at least not this week. That is according to one of the sources inside of the locker room. Steelers are on a bye. They say that he could report Monday, October 22nd. Baker Mayfield's ankle, he suffered an ankle sprain on Sunday, and he's going to receive treatment this week. No word if he'll play next week. I suspect he will be okay.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette, hamstring. He was able to do some running, and head coach Doug Marrone said he's looking good. That's a quote. Who knows what that means? It's pretty vague. Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp's knee, he had a sprained medial collateral ligament that could cause him to miss some time, according to a source within the Rams organization. Also, Amari Cooper is on the trading blocks. The Raiders are mailing it in, apparently. They're asking for a first-round draft pick in exchange for Cooper.
Boy, I'll tell you
That's according to Ian Rappaport.
Gruden's getting killed. For as much as everybody was so fired up to bring Gruden back to the Raiders, and that this was going to start of, you know, the return to excellence that they've always talked about.
It's not going well.
No.
This is not
Khalil Mack
expected.
Started it, but it's just spiraling out of control.
They
now.
Look bad. The Khalil Mack trade, and now they're getting rid of Amari Cooper. Speaking of the Raiders, Derek Carr is expected to start next week despite suffering a left arm injury last week. And finally, Atlanta Falcons running back Devontae Freeman is not expected to play in week 7 versus
the Giants.
They just
put him on IR.
Yeah.
So he's going to be out for a while. Oh, they just put him on IR. And here's the other thing interesting on the Raiders when you mentioned what you mentioned about Derek Carr. Everybody's saying right now that Gruden is trying to tank so he can get the quarterback from Oregon.
Oh, yeah?
If that's the case... What does that say about Carr?
Gonna have some competition too.
Or he'll trade him too.
The Giants, yeah, he might trade
Jacksonville.
There's some folks that could use,
Jacksonville would.
I'm sure there's a couple of teams that might jump on the opportunity to have David Carr.
Because the Niners, wow, they jumped on Tom Savage. I mean, come on, man. But hey, it is what it is. Quarterbacks are at a premium, and especially with teams that think they have a chance at the playoffs. If you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you got to be calling everybody.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, you had opportunities in the offseason. They were
right, but
they're believers in that
kid. But
you
can salvage this season with that defense if you just get someone serviceable.
I just saw my Twitter. There's a bad gas Barry Labanack account now.
I just saw it. It might be Householder too, who's creating all these accounts.
Yeah, it's got 5 following already. Good Lord. Oh, that's you. That's totally you.
No, I swear it's not me. I promise you. I would tell you.
Oh, no, that's who it's following. I was like, that has to be you. It's following the ESPN account.
Oh, it's totally not me. I didn't create any of these guys.
It's follow. Okay. That's what it says. Radio host on Houston 97.5 Monday through Thursday, then travel to make people laugh elsewhere. They don't know how to spell elsewhere. When not doing this, I enjoy pulling weeds and lawn talk. At least they put my website on there. Shout out to you guys.
They're not lying. It'll get you some run.
Bad Gas Barry Laminack. This might be my burner account. Y'all have to send me the password. I'll use this as my burner account. It'll just be me picking on Fart Sharara on the internet. That'll really be it.
All right, we'll continue to roll. We got one segment to go on the show. And speaking of following, hey, you follow your Houston Rockets. They're about to open the season. It's tomorrow night at Toyota Center. And you should be there as you join James Harden, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, and the rest of Red Nation as they host the Brow, Anthony Davis, and the New Orleans Pelicans, who, by the way, people, are a good team. They're going to be okay in the Western Conference, and they are going to put up a fight tomorrow night against your Houston Rockets. Well, if you want to go to the game, the first 3,000 fans in attendance get that James Harden MVP bobblehead, complete with that outfit he wore and the sunglasses that he had on when he received his MVP trophy. It's presented by Toyota. There's going to be a Budweiser liftoff party that starts at 4:30 p.m. with music provided by Houston band The City, so you can get there early. They're going to have a lot of things going on. They're again going to do the ceremonial first shot with famous people and popular people in the Houston area, so you want to get there early. But overall, you just want to get there. So you go to rockets.com and you can get your tickets right now. It's rockets.com. You can see everything going on with launch week. As the rest of the week, they're going to have a viewing party to watch that Rockets-Lakers game on the road this weekend. A Papa Shot contest. Lots of things going on, and it all starts with the Rockets running it back Wednesday night. It's the Pelicans, it's the Rockets, it's Toyota Center, and it's H-Town. So that means it's time to run as one. Head on over for tickets at rockets.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, as we do Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Always recommend that you head on over to ESPN975.com, and while you're there, download the app. Therefore, you can take us everywhere and anywhere you go. Always clear and crystal clear signal whenever you're listening to the show.
A couple of texts. Somebody said, what about Growing Pains? On Growing Pains, Mike's best friend's name was Boner. That's true. So is that worse or better than Booger?
I would go with Boog before Bone.
Yeah, me too. I think so. It's okay. You can say it. They said it on, that was his name. That was the name of the character.
I thought Nick was playing freeze tag because he was stretching and he went, for a second, like he thought about it.
No, I don't dump Barry. I never do that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
Ass. That's what you are. Are the Warriors really a minus 1360 over the Thunder? Damn, my bookie. So I went and checked on mybookie.ag. Minus 1360. They're a 13.5 point favorite over the Thunder.
It's a no-brainer, right? Westbrook hasn't.
At home, no Westbrook.
He's still coming back from
Warriors
a knee injury.
Yep.
Warriors getting their rings, no matter if you say that, well, they'll have a little bit of a hangover after the ring ceremony. No, they won't.
But, man, I mean, so the Thunder are plus 840. You're getting 13.5 points. You playing that?
The
you
Warriors,
think it's a blowout?
I think here's the thing. I think it's a blowout, but you know how at the end of games, when it gets to sloppy ball time, the spread can be reduced in a hurry?
Mm-hmm.
I still think the Warriors win by 15 or more.
Okay.
So I would take the Warriors and give the points.
Okay.
You?
The fact that Westbrook's not there, yes.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah, I think that's well, that's huge for them. I mean, they still have Paul George. It's still going to be a good
they
Thunder
got Carmelo.
Team.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just, I mean, yeah. Warriors just have way too much, even if they were missing a couple
of
guys.
And Boogie's not playing.
So much deeper.
And that's the luxury that they have with Boogie Cousins. They don't know and they don't care.
He's going to miss, what, first month or two?
He's already running and practicing a little bit and doing some things. So, but, I, you know, when they first made the deal and we talked about this, they said he might not be ready till January. Who cares? Yeah. As long as he's ready for the playoffs, he'll be fine, or the second half of the season.
Right.
Did you?
Hey, well, real quick, I just wanted to, you know, earlier you said the owner of the Blazers,
Paul Allen,
passed away. Mm-hmm. Also want to give a rest in peace out to Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande to their relationship. Rest in peace. They've broken
they
up.
They broke up.
Love is over.
What about the tattoos?
Did they get tattoos?
They got like several. They got like on their thumbs, behind their ears, all different things that were tattoos of each other.
What's
for
weird?
Each other.
Oh, that's right. They did. What's weird is that they were out there saying how, oh, this is my soulmate. We'll never break up. In fact, at one point in this article where I was reading, and they were really upset about this, but in this article, they were saying how he was out there talking about she had a song called Pete Davidson. And he was saying how, man, one day in the future when we break up, just kidding, we're never going to break up, but I won't get any royalties from that whatsoever. And Oops. Now fast forward a couple months, and here we are. You thought love was forever, but apparently it's not. She's a smoke show, though. She could do a lot better than Pete Davidson. That dude is not very
handsome.
She's
tiny, but...
I mean, if some people are into that.
Okay.
But you don't think she's hot?
No, she's pretty.
Okay. You're not into petite?
She's really tiny.
Like how, I don't know how tall she is. Is she, I mean, he's a 6 footer though, right? He's like 6'1".
Yeah, he's tall.
So she's going to look.
Even without the tripod.
Yeah, that is true.
Apparently. You got to take that into consideration. Apparently. That could probably
she's 5
give it,
foot?
That's what according I'm saying, to Wiki.
Man. Oh my God.
That's not bad. It's really not a bad thing.
Yeah.
If you're a 6 footer.
It's not a bad thing.
What, that she's 5 foot?
Yeah.
Man.
That reminds me though, and I've told you that before, but when you talk about the song, Alanis Morissette's song is about the guy on Full House. Who's the comedian? Is it Dave Goulier?
Okay, I'll take your word. I think that's his name.
He was dating Alanis Morissette, and I believe it was. Isn't it ironic? Or one? Not one.
No,
the
moment she says, "When I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it."
Yeah,
that's psychotic.
That's
right
about,
there.
But that's about Dave Goulier.
Well, that's how you know you left the right woman, because any woman that would say that is a psycho.
Well, how did you not look at that video and saw her moving her head like this and not think she was psychotic?
Good point.
Speaking of crazy, Aaron Hernandez's ex-teammates with the Patriots have come out to describe troubling behavior from the tight end when he was with the Patriots, according to the Boston Globe. There would be swings where he'd be the most hyper-masculine, aggressive individual in the room, where he'd be ready to fight somebody in fits of rage, said former Patriots wide receiver Brandon Lloyd. And then other times he'd be the most sensitive person in the room, talking about cuddling with his mother. Or he'd ask
that's
me,
weird.
Do you think I'm good enough to play? These comments by Lloyd and others, as well as text messages obtained by the Globe's spotlight team for a 6-part series, are the first extensive views from teammates about the troubled Hernandez in his last season with the Patriots in 2012. We all know by now he eventually would be convicted in June of 2013 for murder, and then he would kill himself in prison. Lloyd said he recalled Hernandez would say he wanted to F up Wes Welker during training camp because Welker had teased him about needing help in the film room, according to the report.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that led to Welker offering a warning to Lloyd. He's looking at me wide-eyed, Lloyd said that Welker said, and he says, I just want to warn you that Hernandez is going to talk about being bathed by his mother. He's going to have his genitalia out in front of you while you're sitting on your stool, and he's going to talk about gay sex. Just do your best to ignore it, even walk away, in a warning to Lloyd when he joined the Patriots.
My goodness.
Weird.
That sounds psychotic.
Yeah. A little bit. Well, the behavior that was to follow was, too.
You know who you don't want mad at you? A murderer. That's on my list. People that I don't want angry at me. My wife.
Probably good advice.
My wife and a murderer. Two people I try not to make angry.
I just don't get what people's obsession is with his sexuality now that he's been dead for I don't know how long. They always want to go back to the fact that he might have been gay or was gay or his gay lover in prison or... Just, it's just, I don't understand the obsession, but I I get. I mean, someone like Michael Jackson, I understand because he was an absolute icon. But Aaron Hernandez,
yeah, I
people
think
people forget though he was a hell of a player.
No doubt, he was an absolutely great player, but he's just weird.
I think people just they thrive on that, you know,
yeah.
On the negativity and the being able to talk about it like that. I don't know. It is weird.
They said Brady blew up at him a couple times. Once he was at a walkthrough in flip-flops, and Tom takes walkthroughs very seriously and had enough and finally just said, shut the F up, get the F out of here, and really fired him up. Oh. And they said it was like he went from a childlike behavioral attitude, laughing with disruptive behavior, and then all of a sudden stormed off in a fit of rage.
He's like, I'm going to kill you, man.
It's like bipolar almost, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is going to be a 6-part series coming out in Boston Globe. That might be entertainment in the reading process.
You think there will ever be an Aaron Hernandez movie?
Oh, I think there will be.
You think so? If the Boston Globe's going to do a 6-part series on it, it sounds like somebody's already writing the movie, right?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Because you know what? Whether it makes the big screen, the made-for-TV, or one of the cable
ESPN,
channels, or whatever. Yeah, I definitely think there will be.
Okay.
All right, Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. Got to think about it again, right?
You guys pick it.
Or you want to do the Western Conference
stuff
out. Thing?
I'm down with that.
We've had stuff thrown out. Y'all pick.
Is that what we're doing?
I'm okay with
what
that.
What was it for basketball, the Western Conference?
The order, a song from the cities in the order that you think that the playoffs will occur, or that the playoff order will occur.
Okay, but then we're only doing the Western Conference.
Yes, we're only doing the Western Conference. No one cares about the East anyways. If there's two teams that are good in the East, everyone else sucks.
Three.
Pacers?
Philly.
They got to stay healthy.
We'll see. All right. We all do. Okay. All right. So another good show. Appreciate you guys listening and taking us along for the ride. And we'll do it every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on SportsBet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night. Fred, Jung, AJ, The Blitz, they're next. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. Enjoy your evening, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.